Hey everyone, thank you for joining Love Talks today. On this episode, I would really like to dive into the discussion about trauma and how it affects our lives, and how just getting into a discussion about the root of why we try to stuff our trauma and hide it and wear masks to make everything seem like it's okay so that other people don't judge us or so that we don't look weak. And I've really been on this journey of being healed of massive, massive trauma ever since I was young. I feel like it's just been constant trauma arrows in my life, constant situations or tragedies or just character trauma even that happened, you know, being bullied as a kid, just coming from a home that, you know, wasn't the most peaceful atmosphere, or just losing my father. I mean, the list goes on and on, but, you know, really stuffing this trauma down, not understanding that God could come in to my trauma and he could release it by his Holy Spirit and he could remove it from me and he could replace it with peace. And these layers and layers and layers and layers of trauma that have been in my life, you know, have resulted in torment. And it resulted, and the torment really just manifested in the natural as panic attacks. I had panic attacks at 21. I couldn't really leave my house. I tried all different medications. I had to quit my job. And my husband, you know, really had to support us. And thankfully, I had an amazing psychiatrist. I currently still go to him because he's awesome. But, you know, just really, I didn't recognize that when a traumatic event happened, instead of dealing with it and getting to the root of that trauma and processing it with God and allowing him to heal it, instead, I would just leave it there and I would stuff it down. And then the next traumatic thing would happen. And I mean, I'm talking years and years. And if I really look back on it, thankfully God didn't really have me look back on it in that way. Otherwise, I would have felt hopeless. But walking in this process with God, like, God is our healer. He so loves to heal us. And he actually finds a lot of joy in it. But, you know, just really living this life of making it seem like everything was okay. We're in such a culture where, you know, our lives are put on display based on the pictures that we take. And it's very even prophetic with the technology that we have, where we can put filters on our pictures, make our teeth wider, make our eyes brighter, remove the wrinkles from our face, and create this perfected picture of who we are and perfect the moment that we're in, when actuality there are flaws. And it is by our old man nature that we want to, and our fleshly nature, that we want to take the flawed thing and put filters on it and erase the lines and erase the things that we feel make us look bad or make us look weak. And that all comes from comparison, because everyone now in culture and in society is comparing their perfected picture with everybody else's perfected picture. And now it has created this ideology that you have to be perfect in order to be accepted. Otherwise, you will be rejected and you will not be successful. And I really think that that's where vulnerability comes in. I also feel like that's where courage comes in. And I also feel like that is where surrender comes in, and releasing control. And for me personally, when I got saved, God really took all of my friends out of my life. I didn't really have any friends. And I think it's hysterical how a lot of the times in our lives, when God will remove people, We think it's because he is protecting us from them, when in actuality, he's really protecting them from us. And I recognized when I, you know, I've been safe for about 5.5 years now, but I really recognized that I could not be a friend to someone else because I didn't even love myself. And I had all of these issues in my heart. And who was I to be giving out advice when I couldn't even, you know, deal with my own life? And as God worked through my life, of course, he brought these friends back in, and I was able to apologize to them and explain to them, you know, this wasn't because of you. This was because God really had to deal with me, and he had to take me into this place of not necessarily isolation, because at that time I had a church I was going to, but, you know, and I had people to speak with, but as far as friendship goes, he really had to show me the reality of who I was behind the mask. And that process has been really hard and very long, because there was so much insecurity in my life. That insecurity stemmed from not having a strong foundation in my childhood, to, like I said, being bullied, to having underlying anxiety already when I was a child, to really, you know, the bullying really did emphasize the flaws that were of my physical nature, that to God are perfection, and now I look at it and I embrace myself, but at the time really created a false foundation of insecurity, and I would just look at people. So what it did was, it didn't want to look at myself because I hated myself and I had self-loathing, and so therefore, instead of looking at myself and appreciating who I was, I would look at other people. I would see what they would wear. I would see how they dressed. I would see how they acted, what their hairstyles looked like, what kind of makeup they wore, who they were interested in, all these things. And I would take their opinions and I would make them my own. And I created this false person out of all of these identities, all of these different parts of different people. And that's who I was. And that life was such a tormenting life, because number one, I could never get to a place of peace because I didn't even have an identity. I had an eating disorder where I ended up, you know, becoming very anorexic, taking pills, diet pills, and exercising excessively, and looking in the mirror and really like never seeing what I thought was perfection, and getting way past the point of being okay, and like just really like honestly very like sickly, and abusing my body, and just nothing was ever good enough. I, you know, just even that insecurity and all of that torment, all of that anxiety, then went into, you know, I had a very addictive personality. You know, I smoked cigarettes and all these other things, but I ended up becoming addicted to shopping, and I got in massive, massive amounts of debt, because I masked it as, oh, now I'm finally thin and now I can wear all these clothes I've always wanted to. But it was this compulsion of buying, and like I, you know, buying and filling this void inside of me. Now I can enjoy shopping as, you know, a very fun and just casual thing that I do to treat myself once in a while. But at this time, it was a very unhealthy thing, and everything in my life was extreme. It was all radical. It was all extreme and not in a healthy way. You know, now my life is very radical for Jesus, but it's also becoming balanced. And I found I had no balance in my life. So all of this, like I said, stemmed from a fact that I had no identity in who I was. I had just all of these identities that I gathered. And, you know, I really came to this place of brokenness. And that's where I actually started having panic attacks, was when I was 21, after going through a lot of this abuse in my body. And, you know, people can get so broken, and God will just comfort them in that place, but he doesn't really start the deep healing until we finally get to the end of ourselves. And that end can come in so many different ways. You know, some people, it could be right away. Some people's rope continues to, you know, they say they're at the end of their rope, but there's just more rope. And he's, I've watched him in my life, and I watched him in other people's lives. And I am in extreme awe of the patience of God. The patience of how he waited until I was 35 before he even really revealed himself and let my bus crash into a wall, so to speak, and really start dealing with me. Because I wasn't ready to let go. And he knows. He knows your heart. He knows. He understands. It's not, the thing is all of that stuff wasn't my fault. It was all, you know, we could blame it on the enemy, we can blame it on life, but it was all trauma that built up and built up and built up and built up. And God has so much empathy for that and so much sympathy for that. But he also is a good dad, and he will also come to a place where he wants to stop it. And he wants to really start digging in. Like when you have cancer, a surgeon knows, like, okay, well, that's, you don't need to operate on that. We can do some chemo and it's going to go, right? But then a good surgeon also knows, like, if you do not get this cancer taken care of by surgery, you're going to die. And that's really the place I was in, was that I had this cancerous just trauma. And God really needed to put me under the knife. And so I've really been walking in this place with the Lord of vulnerability and allowing people to see my life so that in hopes of they can really see another side of God's face, really see another side of God's heart, but also know you're not alone. Like, you're not alone in your insecurity. You're not alone in the trauma. You're not alone in the comparison. Like, there's so many people out there, but God is wanting to reveal to you your identity. He's wanting to reveal to you your value. He's wanting to reveal to you that you are seen by him. And listen, it has really taken me a very long time to get to the place where just being seen by him is enough. And just hearing his praises is enough. You know, I never had praises from my father. And in that place, I really wanted, I was just working towards, you know, I worked in my job so that I could be perfect at it, so I would get praises from people. And so, and of course, I wanted to see them feel and look good. I did hair, so it was like I wanted to see that. But receiving the praises of man fueled me. And being accepted, you know, fueled me. And so God really got to this place in my life where he wanted to strip it down. He was like, there's no more time. You can no longer stuff this, Danielle. There's no more room. You've run out of space in you to stuff. You can't even stuff it anymore. My body started shutting down. I got sickness in my body. I had mental sickness. I mean, really, in reality, I couldn't stuff any longer. And so in this process of healing, you know, it wasn't like I had to go in and really focus on the negatives in my life. It was just every day as I walk, God would confront me through other people, just in my daily life. And he would reveal in such a gentle, beautiful way something that needed to be dealt with. And then in his word, as I would read the Bible, I would see things that would come up. Oh, selfish ambition, selfishness, covetousness, envy, jealousy, fear, worry, all these things would constantly be highlighted over and over and over again. And then we would deal with those things in different aspects of my life. I would love to say that fear is just in one aspect of your life, but in fact, fear is very multifaceted and can show up in very many different ways. And so, I want to encourage you, like, I don't want this to be a discouraging podcast. I want to encourage you that after 35 years of torment, in 5.5 years, God has absolutely gutted me. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's more layers, but God has gutted me in such a beautiful, gentle way and has removed all of this trauma that I didn't even know was there. And was it hard? It wasn't hard in the way that we think of it to be hard. it was hard. The only thing that was hard about facing trauma was letting go of it. Because it's very interesting how we can find comfort in our trauma and how we can find comfort in the familiarity of being the victim or of having this trauma or having or holding on to the pain or the hurt instead of embracing joy. Because what is being robbed of you in trauma is joy and freedom and the ability to be childlike. And so I really felt led to do this podcast because God has sovereignly moved in my life and in others that I know and that I've seen. And I know that He's releasing this sovereign healing upon His people right now in this hour, because He is really restoring foundations, not through, projects. You're not a project, not through different inner healing processes or, guidelines or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps, but just in the walking in the cool of the day with the Lord. And I really feel like this podcast is an invitation to enter into the place of being free, that there is a freedom on it, that God is saying, come with me, my child, and let's really take out those foxes that have spoiled the vine, and let me show you the life that I have so longed to give to you. You know, I never thought I would get to a point where I could go to different countries. I never thought I could get to the point where I could even go to stores and have peace and just enjoy myself. I never thought that I could wake up and not have fear or anxiety, or go to bed and have fear and anxiety, or wake up and not dread the day. I never, ever thought that I could get to the point where I could sit in a room alone and be still and have so much peace and actually not want to be around people. You know, I really did in my life surround myself with people all the time because I didn't want to be alone. It wasn't even that I enjoyed their company. In fact, it was because I didn't want to be alone. And through this process of walking with the Lord, I've come to this place where I so enjoy being alone that God actually has to like force me to be with people. And I enjoy people, but what I'm saying is He's done such a 360 work in my life. And I want to tell you, you're not hopeless. It doesn't matter how much trauma you've endured. It doesn't matter how many things in your life you have had to come up against. The Lord has told me time and time again that all of my trauma will be my triumph. And I want you to know that all of the trauma you've endured, not only will be your triumph, but it will be the bondage-releasing stories for other people. Because when you're free, you have the ability to free other people. Moses was delivered before he became a deliverer. So I just really want you to hold out your hands. I don't care if you're in the car, you're at work, stick out two fingers and just allow the Lord to come upon you in this moment. Allow Him to fill you afresh and say, God, I am ready to remove the mask. I am ready for you to come into my heart and uproot the trauma and heal the trauma and fill those areas full of your Holy Spirit. I am ready to be healed. I am ready to receive my victory that you died for, that is already mine. I am ready to be an overcomer. I am ready to no longer feel inadequacy, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, envy over my brothers and sisters. I am ready to reveal my wounds to you and release them. And I am ready to receive my inheritance in Christ. I hope that this encouraged you. I hope that the journeys that I share with you can bring some revelation of not only the fact that you're not alone, but the fact that God loves you so much. And His heart, I hope I can convey. And so until next time, shine bright, beloved.